In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As we celebrate today this fourth Sunday of our Lenten season, traditionally known as Laetare Sunday, taking its name from the opening words of our entrance antiphon, we are blessed to read the beginning of the sixth chapter of John's Gospel, known in tradition as the Bread of Life Discourse. It is here where the Lord will make very clear that we must eat his flesh and drink his blood if we are to have life, a life that remains in us. But he precedes this exhortation, which comes at the end of the gospel, by what we encounter in our gospel, particularly this morning. He feeds the multitude. He feeds the 5,000. He does so because of his solicitude for them. As St. John himself makes clear, this happens almost immediately after the Lord has healed those who have come to him who are sick. This has always been the desire of the Lord, to care for us both in body and in spirit. And then after he feeds the 5,000, he will walk on the water so his disciples may also manifest and see his glory. And then, and only then, will he turn to all of them and tell them, "You must eat my flesh and drink my blood. You must trust in my words and have confidence in me." It is her great love and solicitude for us that Holy Mother Church provides this particular gospel on this particular Sunday to remind us of why we are on this journey. Given the nature of how fractious the world is, how contentious it is, and while by nature I am not a pugnacious person, I don't mind a good fight, a good tussle every once in a while, we have to remember that the spiritual life is not marked by ongoing battle and strife. It should be marked by peace. Not a peace born of resignation, not a peace born of defeat, but a peace that comes from resting in the Lord and the confidence that he himself will provide. There will always be opportunities to engage the world. And at times, our engagement with the world might, in a sense, border on the violent or the need to fight and to truly be engaged in it. But if that's all we know of our Catholic faith, that we're constantly in this pugilistic disposition, then we're losing sight of God's gift for us, which is to bring us peace. A peace that has been born, a peace that has been given by virtue of the shedding of his blood and the gift of his body. And so, yes, that peace has been brought at the highest price possible. But we should rest in that peace. This doesn't mean we're not diligent. Quite the opposite is true. Because to sustain that peace requires work and diligence from us. But we know that the Lord wants to care for us. He continues to literally feed us by giving us the gift of himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And that gift of the Lord, whom we are about to receive in this Eucharistic sacrifice, is meant to then permeate every aspect of our lives. Not only at the moment upon which we actually receive him, but as we take our Lord forth throughout today and in this week to come, in order to live in the abiding peace that he provides. If, after all that we are left with after the Lord conquers sin and death is to continue to struggle mightily as if it relies upon us alone, we lose sight of the power of what the Lord has accomplished. This is why the Church says, rejoice. Because your time of purification, of sacrifice, of longing, of desire, it is almost at an end. But there also is implicit, don't become weary at this precise moment. Continue to be stalwart and steadfast as you have thus far. And if your Lenten journey has been marked with fits and starts, more failure than success, there is still time to engage and embrace this great act of purification through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. So that truly you might rejoice in the power that the Lord brings to us. I know that I often preach to you about our position, our place in the world, and I always contrast it as us against them. And by virtue of that, it seems that we are always in a warlike visage, if you will, poised and engaged to take on the world and to fight. But sometimes, brothers and sisters, maybe most of the time, brothers and sisters, we should truly be searching for that peace. Again, not born of giving up, not born of defeat, but a peace that comes from realizing that God has already conquered sin and death once and for all. God has already triumphed over the world. My disposition then is to live out of a triumph that's already been gained for me, not to continue to fight as if the battle rests solely upon me and me alone. The Lord feeds the 5,000, but we know that the feeding of the 5,000 was in that precise historical moment. He uses it as a preparation not only to test his disciples then, but then to set the stage for how he was going to continue to feed not just the 5,000, but all those who have come before us and those who will come after, who have come to the altar rail and received the living God. We literally take God inside of ourselves. This is what our faith teaches us and demands from us. What is required as of then in receiving the living God and becoming tabernacles truly as we approach one another and as we take our Lord into the world is to live comfortably in this living God who rests in us. As the scripture passage ends for us this morning, the Lord himself goes away alone to pray. He spends a great deal of time in conversation with his Father, reminding us that we need to be the same. Be in conversation with the Lord. Speak to our Savior. Call upon the Holy Spirit. Be nourished by the body and blood of our Savior. And in so doing, and only in so doing, find peace in this life as you prepare for peace in the life to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.